Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast.
Have you heard the phrase, if you want better answers, ask better questions? Well, you're struggling to get a goal. There's something that even if you do make headway on it, it seems to slip through your fingers and you could be asking yourself, why can't I get this right? Well, how about a better question is, do you have a hole in your heart? Your proverbial heart. See, we're told as you think in your heart, so you are. It's out of the book of Proverbs. Wait, it doesn't say how you think in your head. No, how you think in your heart. Why is that? Because everything you do in life, everything that is consistent, you're doing it because there is some sort of emotion attached to it. It's either an emotion of something that you want to move towards and amplify or something that you want to move away from. Even brushing your teeth and taking a shower that are so routine, they're patterns, they're habitual. You don't even think about it. Well, originally it was put in place because you wanted to be socially acceptable. But here comes the challenge. If everything you do is to get an emotional need met, what happens when those emotions were weaponized and used against you? I talked about that in the last episode of, are you an empath or were you overstimulated to be controlled and manipulated? You never experienced a transfer of authority and power in the area of the goal that you're going after. And in its place, instead, you learned what's known as the four P's. I'm going to go into that just a moment. Transfer of authority. Transfer of power is whenever you are given the ability to hold your focus with your willpower to achieve what it is that you want. And we got a big challenge right there because most people, their focus is less than 8 seconds. Even a goldfish can hold its focus for 8 seconds. What comes in after that? Optimizing emotions. See, the challenging emotions aren't going to go away. It is your ability to make them work for you instead of you working for them. When you work for them, it is very easy for you to get overwhelmed and feel like you're drowning. It's known as emotional flooding. This was actually encouraged by someone else so that you would then be overstimulated to overperform for their benefit, but at your expense. And then the actions that you take, again, are they avoidance or are they achievement? Because if you spend your time moving away from things that could hurt or harm, that is going to overstimulate your system and it's going to look for short-term relief. And you're going to do that with social media. You're going to do that with food. You're going to do that in relationships. But that's not going to get you long-term resolution. So we need to put the four R's in place instead. I am doing what is known as a transfer of authority and a transfer of power right now with giving you part of the process that you can begin to think about in your heart so you can expand and be able to fill those gaps that have been created in your heart where success just continues to run out. Doesn't matter how much you put in there, how many affirmations and how many books and courses that you take or mentors that you work with, that if the aspect of your personality that was taught pain, if she is not empowered or he is not empowered to be able to have power over this situation, you're going to continue with the challenges that you have. By the way, if you want my assistance with this, because you have to get subconscious agreement, and that can be done through naturally occurring self-hypnosis states or putting yourself in a formal process to communicate with your subconscious to get its agreement to be able to move forward. If you want my assistance to where I give you the full process, then go to my website, dawnlandrum.com. You're going to see a tab at the top that says Hurting Heart into a Healed Life. And a very minimal investment, because I do not want money to stand in the way of you being able to say yes to your next level of success. You're going to see a course that I'm offering where I'm going to teach you this process. It is a mini course of what I teach my students whenever I certify them as hypnotists. Okay, but let's go ahead and get into these pieces now. All right, you learned the four P's. Personal, permanent, pervasive, and power over power under. This is the four P's of learned helplessness. And that's one of the reasons why you continue to experience problems in this area, is because you learn to be helpless, because you were going to help someone else again at your expense. You went through an imprint. An imprint is an intense emotional experience. You can go through it just once, or it can be spaced repetition. It can happen again and again. And the part of your personality that goes through it freezes in time. And now she's the one who's getting triggered to go after your goal. Well, she couldn't handle what was happening the first time it happened, much less now years later in an adult world. And so, of course, she's going to take it personal. Oh, it must be about me. By the way, that's one of the ways that you're manipulated and controlled, is when people go, oh, everything that has happened in your life, what did you do to create it? Oh, screw you. There are way too many people that have been abused mentally, emotionally, and physically, and didn't do a damn thing for that to happen. No, I am not accepting that. So yeah, some stuff happened. It wasn't your fault. But you do have to take 100% responsibility to relieve that younger you from the burden that she's been carrying that was too heavy the first time around. Okay, so of course she's going to take it personal. And then permanent. Oh my gosh, it's always going to be this way. Well, here's the great thing about learned helplessness. Oh, it was learned, which means it can be relearned. And then pervasive. Once you feel like it's permanent, it moves into all areas of your life, and you continue to seek relief whenever you get overstimulated, instead of saying, well, I'm going to overperform. Yeah, that's how it's going to be. I might as well choose where I'm going to overperform or who I'm going to overperform for. But the last one, the final P, power over power under. See, your subconscious mind, which is the part of you that runs all of your habits and patterns, well, it doesn't use language. It uses symbols, metaphors, analogies, stories. In fact, if you just use data on why something should be logical for you to move forward. Oh, I'm going to eat healthy, for example, and I'm going to exercise. You only fire off two areas of the brain. But if you have a story around it, especially a story of why you can't, well, you're firing off at least 7 to 9 different areas of your brain. This is the reason why I said we have to get subconscious agreement, because the more areas of your brain that are involved, the easier it is to be able to move forward into progress. Okay, so power over power under means that when you went through the original imprint, the original experience of what happened, you then took on symbolism internally for what it meant. And that symbolism is usually you really small and tiny and all curled up. And whatever the boogeyman was, is large and looming in a power position over you. And this is what has created a hole in your heart, because your heart is made up of the different aspects of your personality. You get to see one point of me, one part of my personality, one aspect, whenever I'm engaging with you. This is my instructor mode. This is my mentoring mode. My friends get to see a completely different side of me. When I'm going out on a date, that's something my friends don't get to see. Okay? So the part of your personality that wanted to be able to handle what was happening and just couldn't. They were overwhelmed. They shrink. So the place they were actually supposed to fill in your heart, they couldn't fill that entire gap. And now you have a hole. And for some of us, we have a lot of holes. That's okay. Because now let's talk about the four R's and how to relearn how to fill that gap. Reveal, release, relearn, rejoice. This is known as parts therapy for inner conflict resolution. It is a specialty. One of the things that I do as a certified hypnotist, as well as what I teach my students, because this is what amplifies a client's success in moving towards their goals. The very first R, and kind of like in school, reading, writing, arithmetic, and recess, we're relearning. We're back in school. So the very first R is to reveal. Reveal the aspect of your personality that is carrying this burden that was too heavy to start with. And then we move into the second R, release. We release them from that soul's contract. We let them know you no longer have to be triggered like this. The third R is relearn. They're still going to be triggered, but what were they supposed to do? What were they brilliant at that can now assist you in moving forward? You know, children have boundless amounts of energy, and they can really be focused. So what is it they can offer you? In fact, I did this type of session just yesterday with one of my longer-term clients, and she was having a hard time organizing something in her business that has now become a boogeyman. It is looming over her. And so we did this type of session. What was interesting is that after the session, she told me that the younger her came to her and said, "Oh my gosh, do you remember whenever I used to get hurt and I couldn't handle it? What would I do? I would organize. I would organize the books in my room. And at first I did it alphabetically, but then I decided that it would be more beautiful to do it by color. And I can help you with the organization of this." Now, there's a deeper meaning to this, because she said, "I wanted to organize by color because it would be prettier." Beauty. The true meaning of beauty is the externalization of inner harmony. This is the reason why we can look at a weed like a dandelion and go, "Wow, I don't want it in my yard," but it really is beautiful in its different stages because it's in complete harmony with who it is. This younger her was going, "Let's make life beautiful by allowing me to move in harmony with the adult you that knows what needs to be done." And I have some skill sets to be able to do that. So reveal, release, relearn. Relearn says that the younger you is still going to be triggered. Well, when she's triggered, what are we going to give her to do? What was she brilliant at? But there's a second part to relearn. There is a part of you, your wise woman, your wise man. I call it your Adonis or your goddess. And this is the part of you that knows how to move forward in a way. By the way, if you're on the video, this is Thor. This is my puppy. 10 months old, and he's telling me, I'm just about done with you being on the video. We need to go play outside. So let me wrap this up. Relearn is the part that says, hey, you have this wisdom, but they couldn't step in place because that spot was filled by the younger you. So now wisdom shows up. Your wise woman, your wise man shows up and takes the younger you. And this is when we move into the third or the fourth part, rejoice. So we have the younger you with a brilliance and a magnificence. We have the wise you that knows how to channel it. And then we have the gift of you known as the present, today, right now. The three of you come together, complete, whole. And because the wise you can then expand and the younger you has been empowered, that hole in your heart is now filled up. All right. So as we conclude, I want you to keep this in mind. You will never outperform your inner identity. I am honored that you've allowed me to assist you this far. And if you're ready to complete the project of allowing your wholeness to come together and have a healed heart, which means a healed life, DawnLandrum.com. Until we get together again, blessings on all aspects of you, as well as your brilliance. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to DawnLandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.